Our reading today comes from Luke. The apostle said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your slave who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here at once and take your place at the table'? Would you not rather say to him, 'Prepare supper for me, put on your apron and serve me while I eat and drink, later you may eat and drink'? Do you thank the slave for doing what was commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you were ordered to do, say, 'We are worthless slaves. We have done only what we ought to have done.'" The Gospel of the Lord. People of God, this is a hard passage. We start out with the disciples making what sounds like a perfectly reasonable request: increase our faith. In the Old Testament, the Hebrew Bible, Solomon was rewarded for asking for wisdom from God. And then Jesus heals the son of the father in Mark's gospel, who asks, "I believe, help my unbelief." Isn't it a good thing, then, to ask for virtues from God? Isn't it a good thing to ask for more faith? Jesus' reply suggests not. If you had the faith the size of a tiny mustard seed, you would be able to do the impossible. I've never had a tree plant itself into the sea on my orders. I guess my faith must be smaller than a mustard seed. But surely that's all the more reason to ask for more faith, right? Maybe the problem is that the disciples are asking for the wrong thing. If faith, like grace, is a gift of God, the Holy Spirit cultivating faith within us, then surely God has given us enough of it. The Holy Spirit is at work within us. Jesus promises that. We trust in God through the Holy Spirit. It's not something we do by ourselves. So maybe Jesus' sarcastic-sounding response simply means that God has already given us the faith we need for the task at hand. Planting trees in the ocean, well, that would be miraculous. It's probably not the most practical task for glorifying God. Feeding our hungry neighbor, showing love to people who are difficult to love, caring for people who are sick. God calls us to things like this, not to planting trees in the ocean. God has given us enough faith for the tasks God calls us to. God equips us for the work God gives us. But the mustard seed isn't the only hard part of this passage. There's the second part of the text. This part almost makes me sick to my stomach. Jesus describes a scene in which a slave comes in from a day of hard manual labor, and the master tells the slave to put on his apron and serve him dinner. Jesus seems to suggest that even saying thank you is unnecessary. Finally, Jesus tells the disciples to call themselves worthless, or in some translations, unworthy slaves. There are three things in particular that make this a difficult passage for me. First, having one of Jesus' teachings centered around slavery is, at the very least, startling. Granted, slavery in the first century was very different from the enslavement of black people in the United States, our contemporary context, the history of our nation. But that is not to say that slavery in the first century or anytime ever is okay. It's not. It's an insult to the image of God in each of us that one person could own another human being. As a white person, it seems particularly dangerous for me to try to explain away or make the slavery in this passage something metaphorical or spiritual. Second, it makes my skin crawl to think of Jesus saying it's normal not to thank someone for serving you. To make it sound like someone does not deserve thanks for hard work just because it was required of them. The last hard part is that, well, on the one hand, as a Christian, I know my value comes from God and that I am so far from worthy of Jesus, who lived and died and rose again to reconcile me with God. On the other hand, to hear Jesus tell his disciples straight out that they should say they are worthless and have done only what they ought to do. That's hard. I can't fully reconcile this passage with my 21st century worldview. It would be untrue to me and the world we live in. For instance, in this world where we live, I frequently hear people say thank you to Siri or Alexa or the self-checkout stands at the grocery store. Even when we are literally thanking an electronic device that cannot appreciate the thanks, I believe the act of gratitude changes us. It puts us in a grateful posture. There have been so many studies and books about gratitude and its benefits for our well-being, let alone the benefit of those who are thanked. I don't believe Jesus is telling us not to thank people. I also don't think Jesus is saying that God doesn't appreciate the work we do. I believe with every fiber of my being that God loves us as God's very children. And who among you, when a child you love gives you something, does not thank them, appreciate it, and stick it on the refrigerator? Even if it's an Elmer's glue-soaked portrait of something indecipherable. We do nothing worthy of God, and yet God responds with joy and love. Instead, what I think Jesus is saying is that if you're following him for the sake of the appreciation or the thanks, you're following the wrong person. Being a follower of Jesus means that sometimes you will act with compassion toward a person who will not thank you. They may even be angry with you. People may laugh at you, and the way of life you're accustomed to may be threatened. Foxes have holes, Jesus said to the people who wanted to follow him, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Jesus also said, if any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. Following Jesus means living like Jesus and walking with Jesus to the cross. The way Jesus lived led to his death and may lead to yours. So, thanks may be the least of our worries. But God has already given us enough faith to follow Jesus, to do what God has called us to do. It may not feel like it, but our faith does not need to increase. We can trust in God to lead us where we need to be and to show God's love to the world, to follow in the way of Jesus that is costly and even dangerous, but is more beautiful than we could ever imagine. There is a quote attributed to Mother Teresa, now St. Teresa of Calcutta, that is a favorite of mine. We can do no great things, only small things with great love. So, instead of trying to plant trees in the ocean. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Walk in the ways of Jesus. And do small things with the great love of God. Amen.